think, you know.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, let me grab them. We'll get that rate reduced. We'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Yeah.
Thank you for holding. Is this Craig?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were having a conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
Well, I mean, it's just like, I mean, she basically explained it. It's like Google. You go on Google, you search electricians near me. I'm assuming what she's saying is if someone does that and they're in my area, I guess my name, company name, whatever would pop up on the first page or whatever.
Right. Yeah. So there's a map that'll pop up if you type in like electrician or solar installation near me. Yeah. And that's where we're talking about placing you. It's called a Google Places placement. So we just have the listing become available within our company as a Google partner. And usually when that happens, we have to go down a list of the qualified companies until we find the one business to fill it. Once we fill it, we're closing out the category. So we can't work with like any other contractors in the area that would provide the same services as you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So everything we do here, it's month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. Our pricing is always set at a flat rate, so you don't have to have like any additional lead fees, click fees, or call fees throughout the month. It's just a one-time payment each month. Normally, we charge $399 per month, so it's like almost $400. But with the discounts that my rep requested, I can actually drop the pricing down to just $249 on a month-to-month basis. So it'll save you about $150 with that new in business credit each month.
So you're looking at basically $250 a month.
Yep, it'll be $249 exactly, and there's no other charges. And that's going to include not just the first page placement on Google for up to 15 keywords or services, but you're also going to be on the first page of Bing. It'll have Facebook advertising in there, so we'll create a Facebook business page, do a biweekly posting, and run ads through it. And then we're also going to build your .com. So actually, like, purchase a domain name, do all the graphic design on your website, fully build your website, host it, and have it attached to your online listings.
Okay. So you'll basically, because, I mean, I haven't even... Because like I was telling her, I just kind of started out. So you guys will basically build a web page.
Yeah. Not only are you going to have a website, but you're also going to have your Google business profile, which is, in my opinion, more valuable. You know, I mean, some people have these really nice websites, but they don't even have like a verified listing on Google for people to like look them up and verify they're real, you know?
Okay, so what do I, okay, outside of obviously the $249, what do I need to have for that to work? Because like I said, I really just started this. So I mean, I'm kind of just, you know, I'm kind of working word of mouth, and I did just start AngieList, which is probably why you got my info.
Yeah, anything you submit online is going to technically be on the Google search engine, so they could definitely run through that or anything else when pre-qualifying you.
Okay, so what to do all that, what would I need? I just want to make sure, because, like, I mean, if you're going to build a website, blah, 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 obviously you need something from me besides just money. What would I need to be able to complete that process?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people don't have a logo, though, when we sign them up, or they don't have, like, photos. So we do offer, like, generic photos, but we'd much rather have you send in your actual, like, logo and photos if you have it. Same thing for, like, with the Facebook page. But obviously, if you don't have it starting out, there's the generic option. And then obviously, as the new jobs come in from the advertisement, then we'd want you to send in the actual photos so that we have real stuff up there. As far as the setup process, it'll take me like 2 to 3 minutes. I'll create the account, but they're going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification. There's a 5-digit number on the back of that we need from you. You are required to hold a Delaware professional license as an electrician. So obviously we'd want you to send in like your license and insurance if you have it. That's part of your Google verification form. So it sounds complicated. It's a really easy form. You just fill out. We text it over to you. You can just fill it out, send it in. That'll give you your Google verification. After that, once we have it verified and then optimized, obviously we're going to want to do a client interview with you too, so that way we're listing you for the right things. But once we get through client interview, the PIN, and then you send in your paperwork, it's really just a matter of you being responsive to the calls that come in, and then try to generate as good of reviews as possible. You know, we want to try to make sure that you got a good star rating up there, because even if we're putting it at the top, if you have a 1-star rating, it's not really going to help the situation.
No, I get all that. I just wanted to, you know, like I said, because like I just started, like I mean, I have a logo, but I haven't actually got it, like, put in a PDF form for a logo, which I can do.
Yeah. And yeah, we can help you with the logo, too. Like, I've run into guys that are, like, 75, 80 years old, you know? Like, great, great business owners. You know, sometimes the businesses, they've owned them for, like, 30 years. They just don't have anything online, you know? And we go...
Well, and that's me. Well, mine's just because I'm so new, I haven't even bothered. You know what I mean?
I could tell just by talking to you that you're not so old that you're like computer illiterate, you know? Like, I'm sure you'd be able to get through it, but I'm just saying, like, I've worked with people who are like computer illiterate. Like, all they would really be able to do is like answer the phone, for when the clients call in, and then go out and meet with them. And they actually do still do very well with having that first page placement still. You know,
yeah.
So I mean, if you're capable of doing the basic stuff, you know, like sending over photos and a logo, or even just a starting point on your logo, it's going to make it a lot easier for us to help you. You know, we have a graphic design team in house that can also help you further develop your logo if it's not completed.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I've never got to put on like a logo, like I said, like an actual logo, whatever you want to call it.
Just an idea,
PDF based thing, but I have my business cards which have the logo I want.
Yeah, perfect.
So I mean, all I'd have to do is send you a fucking picture. Yeah, sorry about the language, man. Send me a picture. Okay. Send you a picture of the logo, and you can send you a picture of the business card. I mean, then you could do it from there. Honestly.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. So if you go to your text messages, I just sent you the email for you to send those in, and then I'll also send you my direct number and extension if you're having trouble with it or if you need help. You could just call in. We'll walk you through it. I mean, we want it to work for you, Craig. Like, if you're not making money, then we're not making money. You're not going to keep paying for this every month unless you're seeing it work. Yeah. So, you know. Yeah,
okay, now let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one other question, okay. It's $249 now. Is that ever going to change?
No, so yeah, that's a good question though. That's valid. So we send you everything in writing. So if you come on board with us today at the $249, I'm locking you in at that rate. It won't go up or change on you. So as long as you're with us each month, it'll just be $249. It won't go back to $399.
Okay. All right. I mean, I like it.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, if you could do anything with, like...
I'm willing to give it a shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The kind of work you do, I mean, one solar job is going to offset it for a few months. So I'm going to create your business profile. I'm going to submit this to Google, and they're going to send that Google PIN verification letter out to you. What's the street address that I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
It's 21283.
Uh-huh.
Atlanta Road.
Got it. Seaford, Delaware, and then 19973?
You got it.
Okay. And do you want me to hide the street address, or do you want me to have that displayed?
We'll hide it as far as what? For, like, the website?
Well, I mean, we'll send the postcard there, but if I hide it, it'll, like, deactivate the turn-by-turn directions and makes it so, like, you don't got to worry about anybody showing up to your doorstep or something.
Yeah, I don't want people showing up in my house.
Right. Yeah. That's why I threw it out there, you know, because I'm like, okay, you're in an industry, you go to them. It's not like you have, like, a brick and mortar for them to come visit, so I always tell them.
Yeah, not yet, anyway.
Yeah, if you're going to pin your house, I always tell them hide it, you know? What's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing and then the invoice receipt?
All right, it's DELMARV and then just the word electric.
Electric. Okay.
So DelmarvElectric@outlook.com.
Got it. almost put that last A in there too. I had a
And that's why I try to be like very clear on that one. I tried to get the A, but I guess somebody else had it. So I was like, damn.
That's odd. I feel like that's a pretty unique last name.
Yeah.
And then obviously they're an electrician too. Like, what are the odds? Got to be like a family member somewhere, lost cousin. Okay, so the name's just Craig Delmarva, right?
No. Oh, you want my name? Oh, that's the company email.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, that's the company email.
Yeah, that's the email. Delmar. No.
Okay,
No. No. I was giving you the email I use for the company is delmarvelectric@outlook.com.
Right. Okay. So what's your last name, Craig?
Billings. B-I-L-L-I-N-G-S.
Okay. Yeah, I was way off. That's why you shouldn't assume anything in life. And then you spell your first name as just C-R-A-I-G?
Yeah.
Okay, let me update. And then this phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your customers to contact you?
That's it.
So I have it as 302-259-0143.
Yep.
All right, let me go ahead and submit. Okay, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I'd say like, just do like 9 to 5.
9 to 5, okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
I do work the weekends, but you can do Monday through Saturday. I don't mind putting Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, you can put Saturday and Sunday.
I typically don't work on Sunday, but I'll take calls.
Well, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. So I could put like 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and if you want, I could put Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. So that way, it still looks like they can call you. Like, it'll still have that little green icon, but then you could hash it out with them or schedule it for, like, during the week.
That's fine.
Okay. And then you could accept cash, check, and card?
Yep.
Okay. What about, like, emergency electrical services?
We'll do it.
Okay. So emergency services available for an extra fee, of course, right?
It's
after hours. Just making sure.
That was the hesitant, I will do it.
Yeah. For a fee. You know, got to make it worthwhile, especially if it's like on a Sunday. You don't want to miss like a playoff.
Or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Somebody calls me during the playoffs, I'll probably be upset. You know, I'll be like, ah, oh, God.
Yeah. This is going to cost you.
Yeah, you got to sweeten that. And I'll probably be working.
You there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, Craig?
Oh, there you go. I lost you.
I know. I laughed so hard, I unplugged my headset.
Oh, okay.
I was saying, like, you got to charge extra, though, if somebody's distracting you from a football game. All right. So, I got your business profile all set up. We want to do a client interview with you on Monday. The client interviews, they usually take like 30 to 45 minutes, but they ask for an hour window in order to complete it in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. Mainly what they're going to do is they're going to go over like all the services you provide, the service area, and then we'll get started on like the logo and the website. What's a good time on Monday where we can knock out the client interview?
I would say Monday probably around... I'd say 6 o'clock, if that's fine.
Okay, so we're going to go 1:15. It would have to be between, let me make sure. Oh, yeah, I have 6 to 7, or you want to go 5 to 6?
Do 6 to 7.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and I'll text you 1 hour before. So I'll text you about 5,
right.
just to remind you. Now, if you miss that call, it's going to be with a client interview technician, but if you missed it and they send it back to me, I'm going to blow you up, okay? I'm just
No, that's fine, because,
okay.
I mean, sometimes I'm busy, so, you know, shit happens.
Yeah, no, I get you. Everybody I work with is a business owner, so it's like I've been there, but if I'm blowing you up, it's urgent, and then once we got it all up and running, it, you know, you're at your own pace at that point. I just want to make sure we get it up and running, getting you the full benefits of the campaign. Okay, update, boom, save. All right, good. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, Craig, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay, now is this under your name, the business name, or both?
The card is both.
Okay, I got to make sure we add that or we'll decline it, so just type it out.
So you can put it under me, I don't know how, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the card has the business name and my name, so.
Yeah, sometimes it has both. That's good. That's actually the best way to have it set up, because then if you happen to like buy something on like a personal account, you could still write it off as your business expenses. You just need the invoice.
Yeah.
No, you got it set up properly. And then
so if you want to use the company name, it'd be Delmarva Elec. This is a name they have on the card.
Okay. What does
Delmarva,
it say?
Delmarva. It says mm-hmm. Delmarva. Elec, LLC, because she had to shorten it to make it fit.
Got it. Yeah, it's pretty long. I didn't know that you guys had the LLC either. On the business name we had, it was just Delmarva Electric and Solar Services.
Oh, no, I'm LLC.
Okay, let me add that. That's good. That's a good thing to have, because if something bad happens out on a job, then they can't sue you. They can only sue the company.
Yep.
All right. Update. Smart. Okay. Save. All right. I got it. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yep.
All right. I'm ready for you.
What do you need? Number?
Yeah, the card number.
Okay. 5158.
5158.
2162.
2162.
8200 8200 4424 4424.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
12/27.
12/27. Okay, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, 639.
Okay. And then we are gonna walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through the voice verification, if I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me. I also want to verify your security question. So the security question is just so that somebody can't call in and on behalf of your company and then, you know, make changes to the account. They have to verify the security question. So you can use like your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We use my mother's maiden name.
Okay. What's your maiden name?
It's Dawn Killifer. Killheffer.
Okay, hold on. Heffer. Okay, got it. Just with one L, not two L's. So Killheffer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I bet that was a horrible last name to grow up with for her.
well, I didn't have to grow up with it. That's just her maiden name, so we're good.
Yeah, no, I was saying for her, yeah, she probably couldn't wait to get married.
Yeah.
All right. So I got that squared away. Now I'm going to walk you through the voice verification, okay? So it's a recording. I'm going to get real formal.
Hey, can you give me 1 second?
Yeah, let me know when you're ready.
All right, what's up?
Hey, Kim, what's up?
Oh, no, man. Just dealing with this.
Almost done, Craig. Almost done. Let him know. We'll be off the phone here in like 1 minute.
Oh, you're good. I'm
going to
run up to the store.
You're running?
All right. Yeah, I heard that.
He said, I'm running up to the store.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. There's a buddy stopping by.
Yeah. Oh, you got to work tomorrow? All right, well, I'll talk to you when you get back or whatever. All right, man. All right, go ahead.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Delmarva Electric and Solar Services, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
It's Craig Billings, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that we provided?
Yes.
No, that was provided, I should say. Okay. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
All right. And then in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
Yes.
We know what you currently have. They're just trying to avoid you paying for something that you already have through us or like duplicating any of the listings.
Yeah.
Okay. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 12th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month at that $249 pricing structure on the 12th day. For that Platinum Package, I've locked you in at that rate indefinitely. So as long as you're with us, you'll keep that discounted pricing structure. It states you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to process your payment. When this payment clears, you're going to get some text messages that will come through. They're also going to be sent to your email. But one of them is an outline of the agreement in writing. So it will have everything documented in black and white that we're doing for you. And then that discounted pricing structure and everything is promised. At the bottom, it's going to ask you to sign off on the subscription terms. And there's also going to be a form that you have to fill out for Google verification. They're going to ask you to send in like license, insurance, photo of the workplace, work vehicle, things like that. If you feel like you're missing anything as you're going through that form over the weekend, don't worry. It tells you right at the bottom. Just make sure you check that box at the bottom where it says like, oh, if we can't verify something or if you're missing something, we'll just verify it with Google via a three-way call. So we'll actually have like a Google rep on the line and we'll verify your listing over the phone. But you have to make sure that you check that box that it's okay for us to do that, okay? So be mindful of that. Yeah, it's pretty bold. Like, you can't miss it. It's right at the bottom. But if you're like, hey, they're asking me for a business card, and I don't have a business card. I know you do because you told me you had your logo on it. You're probably going to send that in anyway. But just as an example, or if, like, they say they need an invoice or a picture of the workplace. I know your workplace changes all the time probably. That's fine. Like, sometimes these guys don't have it. The main things that they're looking for is just that business license because it is required for electricians. In the state of Delaware, and then insurance. Insurance is kind of like at your own will. They'll still post you without your insurance, but you're running a real risk.
No, believe me, I have the maximum.
Okay, good. All right, perfect. I didn't seem like you were that kind of guy, but I was just making sure. Like, I'm like, we can put you up there, but, you know, you won't be in business very long if you guys mess up.
I got $2 million in coverage. If I fuck up more than that, then I need to quit.
Yeah. That's a big Oh, my God. That's crazy. That would be really bad. Okay.
Yeah, I'd literally have to burn their house to the ground.
Yeah, hold on. They're confirming your client interview. Okay, there we go. So did you get those text messages?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, the one that says the Google verification form, it's pretty easy. Like, I maybe made it seem like it's more complicated. I know you were saying, like, hey, what do I have to do on my end in order to get everything going, right? So the main thing is sign that subscription terms, fill out that form for Google verification, and then be ready for the client interview on Monday I have scheduled between 6 and 7. Now, I also texted you my direct number and extension, so if you have any questions, comments,
okay.
concerns, you feel like you need help, don't hesitate to reach out, okay? We also have 24/7 customer service. Same number, you just hit extension 1, okay?
Okay.
And then I also gave you an email. Send in that business card. I'm going to have them take a look at it. During the client interview, we'll sit down and kind of see what you want to change about, like, the logo. So that way we could get that finalized and look at how you want it to look before we publish it on Google, Facebook, and the other major search engines. And then let me see what else is missing. Oh, and any photos that you have, any like before and after shots that you have. I know you might not have a lot right now, obviously, because the company's new, but we'll get more as we go. Just kind of send in what you have so that's like a starting point for us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a lot.
I'll be honest with you. I don't take any before pictures. I always just take after pictures.
Yeah, people usually don't want you taking before pictures either, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if they do lights, because I work for contractors, so they'll send me to go do the job. I'll go do it, and I just take pictures for them so that I can send them to them to verify that it's done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean, now it's probably a good idea just to have, like, before and after shots so people can see, like, hey, you know, okay, this guy's, you know, if I have a real problem, he'll be able to still help me with this or that or the other. You want to document all the services that you do, you know. Sometimes you put yourself up for electrician and solar, and they might think, oh, you know, this is more just like a solar repair, not a full installation. Should I call this guy? So we want to be really transparent about everything from top to bottom.
Oh, no, if it's solar, I've been doing solar for 13 years.
Yeah, I actually,
I got plenty of solar pictures.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of Solar City or Sunrun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we actually promote solar for them, like, all the way across the United States. Like, they had a big contract with Costco, and so everybody was buying solar with Costco. You know, they'd have their panels, but then they'd have to have an individual contractor, so they would actually have, like, contractors go out.
Solar City is now Tesla.
That's right. It got bought out. That's right. Mm-hmm.
I was actually going to go work for Solar City, but then I put it down because my company was like, nah, we can't let you go, so we're going to give you this much money. So I didn't go, and I'm glad I didn't, because right after I denied them, they dropped their, like, panel, whatever, bonuses for the installers and electricians. So I would have wound up losing, like, I would have wound up losing money. And Sunrun, I looked at Sunrun, but the problem with Sunrun is they want travel. And I'm not traveling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll send you all over, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm not traveling. I got a family, two kids and everything. And I was like, I'm not going for a month, 2 months.
Yeah, and they're paying you hourly, too, so it's just, like, not
yeah, right. And I mean, the pay was pretty good, but, you know, it's just like, yeah, I don't want to be going here for a month, going there for a month, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't need it.
Yeah, that's tough. I got two little boys now, and I always feel bad for my wife every time I get home, because they just run her ragged. They're like 5 and 2 and a half, so they're just, yeah, man, they're just a fire.
Oh, my God, 5 and 2 and a half? Phew!
Well, my oldest just started school, so that's kind of a positive, but still, by the time I get home, she's done, you know? She's like, laundry.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah, I try to take it easy on her. So that's when I start my second shift, is when I get home. I gotta go dad mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of my buddies actually just let me know. I worked with him here for a while. He worked here for almost 10 years, and then he started his own company doing, like, vapes, like vape company. And he sold the brand just, like, 2 years ago for, like, $14 million. It was called Fresh Farms.
What was it?
E-Liquid. It was called Fresh Farms E-Liquid. Farms. Yeah, it's like an e-liquid company. And so it was like the vape juices, you know. But he sold it for like 14 mil, and so he's been doing good. You know, he's living well the last couple of years.
I bet.
Yeah, yeah. started another company. The crazy thing is the $14 million that he got was only for 49%. So he still owns 51% of the company, the brand.
Holy
so
shit.
That's pretty, yeah, so it was a heck
of
a deal.
He's doing fine.
Yeah, he's doing great. Yeah, and he just told me last night, I was like, because I hadn't heard from him. You know, I usually talk to him like all the time. We used to go to football games together and stuff. Always make him pay. I hadn't heard from him for a bit, and I checked in last night, and he just told me, he's like, yeah, man, I'm about to be a dad. I just found out my lady's pregnant. I was like, what the heck? So that's why you've been missing. And he's like, yeah, I haven't told anybody. He's like, you're the first person I told since you're asking what's going on with me. So it was pretty crazy.
Damn.
He's all super nervous, but I'm like, hey, man, all that money you have is not going to compare to those kids. I'm telling you, that's going to
well,
be a
lot. Well, see, here's the best part about having kids is if you've already got your money, you'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's chilling.
You'll be okay. As long as you've already got the money, you're good. Because I'll tell you what. The biggest stressor about kids is the money.
100%. Yeah, and it's never ending. Like, there's never enough.
oh my God, it's never enough.
It still works every day. Like, you know, it's never enough.
I have two girls, and like I'm actually divorced now, but not legally yet because we just separated like a year ago, so we're getting ready to be legally divorced. But it is nonstop. It's nonstop. My ex-wife, Peyton needs this. Anna needs this. Any clothes? I'm like, didn't we just buy them clothes like 2 months ago? Well, they outgrew them. I'm like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously?
Yeah. I thought, you know what's weird is I used to tell my lady, why are you saving these things? Why are you saving these things? And she goes, oh, you know, just in case. And I'm like, we're not having another one. And then sure enough, you know, one night, celebrating anniversary, one too many drinks, boom, little man's on the way. Got another one. She was good about that part. I ended up having a lot of stuff that I could still use for my younger son. But yeah, it's still never enough, you know, like they grow out of them. So fast, like I've had. There's parents.
Well, they do that, or they just go outside, beat them up. They didn't need new school clothes.
Yeah,
this.
Girls are very intuitive, and they talk a lot, and they want a lot of like the fancy stuff. But boys are like, just
oh god,
straight
my
out
dude. Dude, my 14-year-old swears she thinks she is TikTok millionaire.
Yeah,
seriously, she. It's got to be the best of the best, or she's not even looking at it. It's crazy.
Oh,
it's crazy. And I'm like, you realize money doesn't grow on trees, right? And she's like, it don't matter. You got it. I'm like, whatever.
Oh, yeah. That's what you think. Yeah, it's crazy how they all think we're rich, you know? They just start asking.
Yeah, like money is just, it grows on trees, man. Money grows on trees in them.
Yeah.
They got no concept.
This house.
they have no concept of
like,
what shit costs.
Not paid off. Yeah, they have no idea how it works. Yeah, I'm like, I'm still paying on this probably for the next 10-11 years. I've been paying on it since before you were born. You know.
Yep.
It's crazy. Yeah, they just don't know. They're just born and the cars are there. I don't blame them. You know, I'm like, you're born, the house is there, the cars are there. Like, I get it. You know, I'd probably be oblivious too. But my oldest, we're starting to have some deeper conversations at night about that kind of stuff. And I'm like, hey, man, if you want to do me a favor, you know, take the trash from here to here. He's only 5, but he could drag the trash bag there. It's not like he's going anywhere. Like, it's a HOA. It's like a homeowners association, you know. There's cameras. I'm like, just drag it to the curb. You know what I mean? Make sure that's taken care of all the time. And then if you want me to get you something at like the end of the week or after a little bit, then we can talk about it, you know, earn it. Or I could give you $20, you know. Like, I don't want him to grow up just thinking, oh, you ask and you get, you know, or I have to give it to you.
That's the problem I have with me and my wife and my girls is because my wife can't say no. She can't say no, but the problem is she can't afford it. So what she do, she calls me. She calls and tells my – she'll tell my daughter, oh, your dad will get it. Just call him. And she'll call me and be like, Mom said you're going to get this for me. I'm like, really? Really? Well, that's funny because I don't know anything about it.
you know, you got to be careful with that, too. I actually caught my son doing that where he came up to me and he goes, Mom said – And I go, okay, well, I'm going to check with mom. And you can see his face like, oh, crap, you know? Because I used to do that when I was young.
Yeah.
I'd go to one parent and be like, hey, mom said it's okay if I go. Is that okay? He's like, yeah. And then I go over to my mom. Hey, dad said it was cool.
Yeah, exactly.
And I get both of them, you know? So that way they check later. It's like, wait a minute, you know? But most of the time they didn't check, so that was how I kind of finessed my parents.
Well, believe me, it happens every day.
Yeah, but I'm millennial, you know. I'm like, hey, I'm 32. Like, I grew up still in the generation before there was phones, and then I'm fully well versed on the technology. Like, you're not gonna fool me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not letting that happen. All right, so sorry, I'm just chopping it up with you. You're all set, like your client interview is scheduled for Monday and everything, like all the paperwork is should be there, should be good to go. All
right.
Don't let me take up too much of your time. I know your buddy's probably waiting on you. Sound like you guys.
Oh no, he left, but we're good. Yeah.
Oh okay. Nope. It sounded like he was making a sore run and coming back, maybe with a couple of beers.
Oh, he's not back yet.
Oh, okay. He will be.
Oh, yeah.
It's Friday.
He definitely will be.
It's Friday. Yeah, it's Friday. It's that time, you know, 6 o'clock. It's time to go. But I'm going to jump off this line. You know, if you need anything, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I'm here Monday through Friday. I'm usually here from 10 to 7 Eastern Standard, but if it's after hours, you just dial that same number. You hit extension 1, you'll see the number. It's on every text and email that you get from our company.
Okay.
All right, Craig. Well, you have a good one.
Well,
I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll talk to you on Monday
you
at
too,
6
man.
O'clock. All right, bud.
All right, man. Appreciate it. See you.
All right. Bye-bye.